Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Sean Pendergast is on vacation. Wade Smith is filling in for him today. And Wade, I know one of your favorite times of year as a professional athlete must have been OTAs when you get to go out and just compete at three-quarters speed against either A, veterans who are trying like hell not to get injured, or B, rookies that were going way too hard, like kamikazes, really like drunken kamikazes, and trying to figure out exactly like how to navigate the tempo and everything else during OTAs.
See, that's the thing. I don't remember ever being three-quarter speed. Unless you were going against a guy that was another veteran that kind of knew how to play the game and make it look good. For the most part, guys were trying to win reps, and trying to win reps with no pads on. So it hurts worse, like when you're striking somebody and you're trying to hit them with your shoulder, but there's no pads on your shoulders and you're trying to forklift a guy up out the hole, you feel it more if their helmet actually hits your shoulder because there's no pad there. Or
your clavicles.
Right.
Your clavicles are so exposed. It's really the only thing that matters. Like, it's really the only thing that's protected anymore of the pads that guys wear. It's right. Like, because you don't have, like, guys are wearing, like, tiny shoulder pads, helmets, and nothing else. So it's your clavicles that all of a sudden you're aware, like, oh, yeah, that's hard plastic on a clavicle doesn't feel so hot.
Yeah. And you know what? The first day or so of OTAs, you're excited because I mean, if you're a football player, for the most part, you enjoy playing football and just guys getting back together and getting back out there on the field and doing work. There's some joy in that, but after a while, especially when you're doing it for a long period of time, it can get a little stale, and so guys, you know, get tired of it kind of quickly. But yeah, OTAs is that part of the year where guys get to, you know, you might hang out a little bit more, you go to other teammates' house, you know, you got different holidays coming up, Memorial Day is coming up soon. You have things like that, that camaraderie before the season starts, you know, gets built during this time. But, yeah, I don't remember it being three-quarter speed at all, bro.
So, yeah, you're right. Except that the NFL's cracked down on that a lot in the last few years. I guess the NFLPA has been very vocal about it, so the NFL has started to police it more, so it's not as intense as it used to be. But yesterday, one of the topics was, as you heard on Clinton's show, was the fact that Laremy Tunsil and Malik Collins were both absent from voluntary workouts. And, you know, Lovie Smith said it's no big deal. That's what coaches do. While also pointing out that it's really important that everybody be there.
Well, legally, he cannot come out and say, hey, you know, you're supposed to be here, even though this is voluntary, because then that goes against the CBA. So he can't say that, but he, like you said, he can insinuate that, like, hey, we're not going to get better unless guys are here. Just is this way of talking through the media to the guys that aren't there.
So one of our listeners, as we were discussing whether teammates would be upset that Tunsil or Malik Collins wasn't there or not, one of our listeners said, hey, did you see Tytus Howard call out Laremy Tunsil on Twitter? And I thought, no, I didn't see this. This sounds juicy. So I figured I better go investigate. I went to Tytus Howard's Twitter account. He had some tweets about Uvalde, which again, we'll mention this a few times during the show, and talk about it at times, but our hearts go out to everybody in Uvalde and then everybody who has kids in school, and we'll discuss that at times during the show. But the first thing I saw from Tytus Howard, other than his tweets about Uvalde, were after John McClain had tweeted this, Titus Howard put the little smiling sunglasses emoji. John said, reporters saw the starters on the right side of the offensive line. Tackle Titus Howard and guard A.J. Cann, who played for new coach George Warhop at Jacksonville. It's good that Warhop has Howard back at tackle where he belongs. No more experimenting with him at guard. So that seemed notable. Like Titus happened to be back playing at tackle. But then I guess the one that maybe people thought, or at least this one listener thought, was Titus Howard calling out Laremy Tunsil. All he said was, "You ready?" Question mark. And then he tweeted it. He focused it at King Tunsil. That was 3 days ago,
right?
So I don't think. And what he had done right before that, I think he had retweeted a very nice tweet, a complimentary tweet about how Tunsil and Howard hadn't let up a certain number of such and such over the last few years. I don't believe that's actually Laremy Tunsil calling anybody out.
Yeah, if that's calling people out, then
or Titus Howard, excuse
me. Yeah, if that's Titus calling Laremy out, things have changed. That ain't a calling out at all. For all we know, that tweet was about, you know, the Eastern Conference final game that might have been happening tonight. You ready? Like, you ready for the game? Or, like, I don't know. There was nothing there. Like I said, I don't think that Titus Howard is really in a position to be calling people out. I think Titus Howard right now was just tweeting about being happy about playing right tackle because that's what he feels the most comfortable at, and it's going to make him the most money, and that's where he's most comfortable at. That's a win-win situation for him. So, I think there's nothing to see there. Laremy Tunsil not being here at camp, if he's not there, I think there's a reason why he's not there. And if that reason is not a legitimate reason, then that's up to the organization to deal with that, and it's up with the guys in the locker room to deal with that. I don't think that's the case.
I'm going to tell you what. This is what gets me excited about it now, is that what Titus Howard was responding to was Myles Garrett had a little gif basically showing that he was excited about Jadeveon Clowney re-signing with the Browns on a one-year contract.
Okay.
So Myles Garrett excited about Jadeveon Clowney coming back to the Browns, who play the Texans this year, and a Houston fan, Alan Ramirez, had tweeted out all this to get zero sacks when they line up against Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard. And that's when Titus Howard said, "You ready?" So there's a little very, very early smack talk out of Titus Howard about Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney.
Picking up a little bit of the game within the game as far as, you know, a little back and forth and, you know, a little friendly rivalry there. Their dynamic duo against our dynamic duo. Let's see what we're going to do. You know, it could be like a, you know, tag team wrestling match. All I know is the first time that they went against them, they played well. Now they have to do it again. But, yeah, I just don't see Titus Howard calling out Laremy Tunsil on Twitter. Like, that would be weird, and it doesn't make sense because Titus Howard looks up to Laremy Tunsil, looks at him as a guy that he's trying to learn from and he wants to emulate. So, you know, him calling out on Twitter, that just doesn't make any sense. Like I said, I think him missing, you know, OTAs, it's much ado about nothing.
Yeah, and I think that, I think this is one listener. This wasn't like an online movement or anything. Not that I noticed. I was busy watching the Astros instead of, like, being on various message boards last night. NIL is affecting the scouting process. Nick Caserio said as much the other day when he spoke to Sean and I. But something about that caught Wade's ear, and I am interested to get Wade's opinion on just how NIL will affect this process for rookies and college kids moving on into the NFL. That's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.